Penguin Random House Audio presents The Talismans of Shannara, Book 4 of The Heritage of Shannara, by Terry Brooks. Read for you by John Lee. Chapter 1. Dusk settled down about the four lands, a slow greying of light, a gradual lengthening of shadows. The swelter of the late summer's day began to fade as the sun's red fireball sank into the west and the hot, stale air cooled. The hush that comes with day's end stilled the earth, and leaves and grass shivered with expectation at the coming of night. At the mouth of the Myrmidon, where it emptied into the Rainbow Lake, Southwatch rose blackly, impenetrable and voiceless. The wind brushed the waters of the lake and river, yet did not approach the obelisk, as if anxious to hurry on to some place more inviting. The air shimmered about the dark tower, heat radiating from its stone in waves, forming spectral images that darted and flew. A solitary hunter at the water's edge glanced up apprehensively as he passed and continued swiftly on. Within, the Shadowen went about their tasks in ghostly silence, cowled and faceless and filled with purpose. Rimadal stood at a window looking out on the darkening countryside, watching the colour fade from the earth as the night crept stealthily out of the east to gather in its own. The night, our mother, our comfort. He stood with his hands clasped behind his back, rigid within his dark robes, cowl pulled back from his raw-boned, red-bearded face. He looked hard and empty of feeling, and had he cared, he would have been pleased. But it had been a long time since his appearance had mattered to the first seeker, a long time since he had bothered even to wonder.